This morning, Vice President Kamala Harris taking to the world stage at the Munich Security Conference, for the first time declaring the US has determined Russia has committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine.
We have examined the evidence. We know the legal standards. And there is no doubt. These are crimes against humanity.
While the US had already formally determined Russia had committed war crimes in Ukraine, crimes against humanity is a different category under international law, the UN saying they stretch beyond war crimes. The announcement coming as Russia is kicking off a major new offensive in eastern Ukraine. Russian forces pressing to encircle the key city of Bakhmut, trying to claim a victory for Vladimir Putin ahead of the war's first anniversary next week. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky urging Western countries to send heavier weapons and ammunition faster.
We need to hurry up. We need the speed.
Near Bakhmut, Ukrainian forces are holding off waves of Russian troops. Ukraine's 3rd Separate Assault Brigade saying these videos recently show their positions around the city. The soldiers throwing grenades.
They're sending a lot of troops. I don't think that's sustainable for them to keep attacking this way. There are places where their bodies are just piled up.
Russia estimated to be losing hundreds of soldiers a day, but Ukraine too suffering heavy casualties. A senior US official saying Russia still has the vast majority of its air force intact, having lost only 130 of 1,500 aircraft since the start of the war.